Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I'm going to tell you how to become a millionaire. All right, let's talk about how to become a millionaire. And I'm not going to talk about some gimmick or some get-rich-quick scheme or some sort of cheat for how to become a millionaire. What I'm going to talk about is something that you need to know in order to actually become a millionaire. This video is intended for someone who's actually serious about it. Not a dreamer, not someone who's looking to win the lottery, but someone who wants to be a real millionaire. For me, that has been a goal, and I'm going to achieve that goal in my life. I'm confident that I will. I haven't yet. And to get there, I've done a lot of studying about what it takes to get there. And there are some very core principles that millionaires operate on that the rest of the world doesn't. It's generally safe to assume that if you do what the majority of people do, then you're going to get the results that the majority of people get. And I don't know if you've looked around, but the majority of people are not millionaires. And that is not because of luck. That is not because they weren't born into the right family. That is not because they don't have the right connections. That is because they are not following the proper principles for how to become a millionaire. So when you start to get these in line and then you go out and you work them, you have to work them. There's no magic pill. You have to work them really hard. When you know the principles and you work them really hard, then your chances to become a millionaire increase exponentially. And it's pretty much guaranteed that if you want to become a millionaire and you really work towards it, that you will become one in your lifetime. So let's talk about how to actually do it. Not the bullshit, the real principles involved. So first of all, the first principle is that there are no secrets, there are no shortcuts, and there are no gimmicks, and that luck is not a factor. All right. A millionaire is someone who is a boss. And by boss, I mean not just an employer of people, but I mean a boss as in the sense of he or she has power, has authority over themselves, right? They are in control. A millionaire is in control of his own mind. And he does not buy into this idea that somehow by luck, he's going to become wealthy and successful. No, definitely not. If you're coming from that mindset, then that's pretty much an end to it right there. That guarantees that you will never become a millionaire. Or even if you do by fluke luck, you're going to lose all that money anyways. So it's going to be of no value to you. To become a millionaire, what you need to do is really be serious with yourself. How wealthy are you right now? If you're coming from a middle class background or a lower middle class background or even poverty, if you're coming from a place where millions of dollars seem like, oh my God, that's amazing, it's impossible to even dream of that, that would be a dream come true. If you're coming from that kind of place, then here's what you're going to need. You're going to need radical self-growth to become a millionaire. This is what's going to be required. I'm going to talk about some business aspects later in this video. So this video is not just about personal growth, but personal growth is the core of it. The reason you're not a millionaire and the reason that you're never going to become a millionaire doing what you're doing right now is because basically you're not resourceful enough. Your psychology is not going to permit you to do it. You have too many limiting beliefs. You have too much social conditioning. You have a groove that you're kind of set yourself in financially and in other ways in your life. And basically, you're going to run along that groove. And to become a millionaire, let's face it, if you're earning, let's say, $50,000 a year right now, which is kind of an average salary, or even if you're earning $100,000 a year, well, I mean, that's nice. But if you're at that place, then that's 10 to 20 fold of an increase you need just to reach $1 million. That's not going to happen through just a series of promotions. You're not just going to get promoted and become a millionaire one day. Almost guaranteed that that's not going to happen. To reach the status of millionaire, you need to reach millions of dollars. To reach millions of dollars, you need to start doing something radically different with your life. And to be able to do something radically different with your life, that means you need to be able to do something radically different with your life. Most people can't do that because their psychology won't permit them. It's their mindsets. It's not even so much about, you know, the work that they're doing out in the world. Because a millionaire does the same kind of work that a non-millionaire does, except that a millionaire has a whole different slew of mindsets and habits and practices that are completely completely night and day from what the average person is doing with their life. So first of all, I want you to completely forget about outer circumstances. I want you to completely forget about the economy, the lack of money that you currently have, luck, any lack of education that you have, any kind of lack of social status or social connections, any kind of limitations you might feel from the family or the country that you grew up in, or the bad boss that you have, or the marriage that you're in, or the relationship that's holding you back, or that bad childhood event that you had. All of it has to go. You cannot be a victim and be a millionaire at the same time. You have to choose one or the other. Most people are not millionaires simply for this reason, is because they cast themselves as victims. They don't take full responsibility. You need to take full and utter responsibility for absolutely everything in your life, not just money, but especially money, especially career, and especially business, because those are actually what's going to create millions of dollars. But you need to take responsibility for the other aspects as well. And you need to take responsibility for all your negative thoughts, for all your neurotic behaviors, for all the ways in which you get angry and upset and fearful. You can't keep those as excuses, because you're going to have to work on every one of those parts of your life in order to raise yourself up to earn millions of dollars in a sustainable way. So you're going to have to work really hard on yourself. This is where people make a mistake, is that they think that they're going to work really hard on their job, they're going to work really hard on their career, and that that's going to produce millions of dollars. Well, the problem is that most people could work till they're blue in the face on their career for decades, and they'll still never be millionaires. And that the reason is not because their career doesn't have the potential to earn them millions of dollars. It actually does. Most careers, if you structure them properly and you come at them with the right thinking, can produce millions of dollars. Except most people are not equipped with the mindsets they need in order to capitalize on that. So they're never going to actually go out there and do it, right? So working at your job harder, that's not how you become a millionaire. That's a trap, all right? Now, I'm not saying you should quit your job right now. I'm not saying that you need to go slack off at your job. I'm not saying that you shouldn't study and be better at your job and do it excellently. You should. But just realize that to become a millionaire is going to take something a lot more. It's the mindsets. Here's the thing, is that you have a thermostat in your brain that actually has a set point for what you're earning per year. It's not the external circumstances, it's the inside where you have this little subconscious thermostat level, which has you pegged somewhere. It's got you pegged at $20,000 a year, $50,000 a year, $70,000 a year, $100,000, whatever it is that you're making. And you have to assume that you're going to stay at that level. If you want to shift that thermostat, you're going to have to do some internal work, right? Stuff is going to happen, and radical stuff. Radical, because you can't get from $50,000 a year to $1 million a year. That's not going to happen if you don't be serious with yourself and tell yourself that, you know, something really major has to change with your life. And it's got to change on the inside first. So what you got to start to understand is that millionaires have a different mindset and a different philosophy. And they take philosophy serious. They take their mindsets very seriously. They take their own personal growth very seriously. What they do is they fundamentally work on themselves to make themselves more resourceful, so that then they can go and create value for the world. A millionaire is going to value education. He's going to be a lifelong learner, right? Critical for being a self-made millionaire. Beliefs. A millionaire is going to have very healthy, empowering beliefs about money, about success, about his own ability to control circumstances around him, right? He has to feel empowered. You can't just go out there and create an extraordinary business or generate some sort of product or do something good for the world that's going to generate a lot of value and bring you money back in return. You can't do that if you feel like you're a victim and you have no control. So you need to start to work on your beliefs. If you have beliefs around scarcity, lack of money, how money is evil, how corporations and businesses are evil, how the only people that are rich are the ones that have scammed others and have done something nefarious. You know, if you have these kinds of mindsets, then you're basically fucked. You're never going to become a millionaire because you are so stuck in your limiting beliefs that you simply can't. I mean, could you imagine being a millionaire and thinking all those things? It would be so incompatible. Your self-image would be so incompatible with your external circumstances that there would be just complete discord, and you would basically drive yourself nuts, and so something catastrophic would happen. Basically, you would lose all that money is what would happen. Your subconscious mind would sabotage you in such a way that you would lose that money because it would be too painful for you to hold on to it while you're preserving these beliefs. So something has to go. Either the beliefs have to go, or you are going to stay where you're at, but you're not going to have the millions of dollars. Personally, I would much rather have millions of dollars than hold on to shitty beliefs. So I do everything I can to eradicate every single last strand of negative limiting belief that I have in myself. I work very, very hard to do that because I know that I need to become a millionaire. Next is that we already talked about millionaire needing to take responsibility, so that's very important. But a millionaire also has to have purpose. We're not just making you a millionaire just so that you have money. That's not how a millionaire gets made. A self-made millionaire doesn't become a self-made millionaire just because he's chasing after money, right? That's not a valid motive, not a valid reason. Usually millionaires and entrepreneurs, they're actually very focused on the world. They're focused on what they can do for the world. They have some sort of drive, some sort of passion. There's something they love to do, and there's some way in which they love to influence the world, because as a millionaire, as a business owner, if you have a popular or successful career, that gives you authority, that gives you impact, and you should use that for some sort of greater good. The reason that you should do that is not simply because you're helping the world, although that's a nice reason, but because it's going to motivate you. To become a millionaire, you're going to have to work your ass off. You're going to work harder than you've ever worked in your life, not just on the externals and on your business, but also on the inside. Right? You're going to have to work really, really hard on the inside. And to have the motivation and the perseverance to do that, to have the willpower to go through that whole journey of massive self-growth, you're going to have a deeper purpose. Money is not going to be sufficient. Money's never going to motivate you enough to do all that. So life purpose, very important. I have other videos that talk about that. And the last point I would probably make about philosophy is that a millionaire is a very independent-minded. He cannot be hemmed in by what the market tells him. He cannot be hemmed in by what his family is telling him. He cannot be hemmed in by what society is telling him, by what the economy is telling him, right? A millionaire has to bust through that, because the obstacles to create a business that will earn you that much money is gonna require you to be an independent, very critical thinker, be a bit of a maverick and a rebel. So that's also part of the philosophy of being a millionaire. So you have to start to embrace that, right? Stop relying on other people to give you answers, giving you easy answers. Stop looking for easy stuff. A millionaire goes out there and he embraces the challenge of it, and he thinks for himself. I have another video on critical thinking that would dovetail nicely here, so you can watch that if you just search for it. So now we've got a little bit of the mindset out of the way, a little bit of the philosophy. Now, what does it actually take on a practical level to start to earn lots and lots of money, right? Because this is not some airy-fairy notion. This is very concrete. You need to have 7 digits in your bank account. How do you get there? Well, this goes back to the point of the fact that you can't really get there by just working harder at your current job. If you're working a 9-to-5 job, very few 9-to-5 jobs will allow you to rise to millionaire status. Very, very few. Only if you rise to a CEO position or some sort of very high-level management position within a large corporation can you be earning that kind of money. So the other option then is to become self-employed. That's basically what you have to do. You have to become an entrepreneur, a business owner, or become self-employed. Now, there's different classes of millionaires out in the world. Some millionaires start businesses, right? They start corporations. It could be a small corporation of 5 people, could be a larger corporation of 20 people, 100 people, tens of thousands of people. So there's a whole spectrum, and you can basically be earning millions of dollars anywhere along in that whole scale of sizes. But that's not the only way to become a millionaire. I mean, you can become a millionaire just being a one-man shop. This is what a lot of celebrities do. This is what a lot of artists, musicians do. bloggers, people who own internet businesses. A lot of these types of businesses nowadays can be one-man shops where you basically do everything and then you maybe outsource certain things to other people. You have a couple of assistants maybe helping you, but basically your business is you, especially with someone like a celebrity or an athlete, right? That's what they're doing, is they're making a business out of their life. And in that case, you can make a lot of money doing that. In fact, celebrities are some of the most highly paid people in the world, compared to, let's say, a CEO. You know, most CEOs will never match the kind of money that a celebrity will pull in, or the kind of money that a really big athlete or a musician will pull in. So that's also a very valid path, right? You can become an author, you can become a celebrity, a musician. So, you know, if you're more artistic, then those things can work really well for you. But either way, you have to become self-employed. It's not going to work staying at your job. This is another reason why most people will never become millionaires, because they are too afraid to leave their job and they're too afraid to face the risk of not having money to pay the bills. Because it is challenging. This is something that I went through. I'm self-employed and I'm financially independent now, but it is a real challenge to make that transition from having a 9-to-5 stable career to then working for yourself and having to worry about all that stuff yourself. See, what a lot of people don't realize when they're working in a corporate job, they don't realize how much of the really challenging stuff is being done by the leaders of the organization, or how much of it has already been done, decades and decades ago by the original founders. Now they're just kind of coasting on the company's success, and they're just typing away their computer, and they can expect to get a paycheck. Well, when you become self-employed, you quickly realize that it doesn't work that way. When you're self-employed, it's all about value. How much value can you give the other person? You're going to have to start to worry about value. You're going to have to start to worry about legal issues, marketing issues, logistical problems, employment problems. So all these sorts of business issues, basically, all of them come into play. You have to worry about economics and paychecks. And so it's quite a lot to take on. That's stuff you have to worry about on top of whatever work you're doing. So that's all added on top of the workload that you've already got. And it can be really challenging to go through that stuff. That's why most people will never do it. But the upside is that if you do it, then you can position yourself very nicely to be earning a lot more than you would have if you would have been working at that 9-to-5. So right now, if you're working a 9-to-5 and you really have a dream of becoming a millionaire, you have to start asking yourself, okay, how do I make the transition? You know, start to look for different strategies and techniques that you can use and opportunities that you can use to start to move yourself out of that. I'm going to have more videos on that. That's a very interesting and fascinating topic, and I'll share my own experiences with how I did that and the pros and cons of the various approaches for how to do that. But you have to start keeping an eye out for it, because your 9-to-5 is not going to do it. And the last principle that I'm going to give you is the idea that you need to be generating lots and lots of value in the marketplace to be earning lots of money. So you're not going to become a millionaire by doing something that's low value, right? High value means high return. Low value, low return. That means if you're creating a product or a service, or you're writing a book, or you're performing at a concert, or whatever is your line of work, your business, whatever it is that you're doing, that has to have big influence on a large number of people. The more people you can influence with your work, and the more powerful your work is, the more people love your work, the more remarkable your work is, the more chances you have of generating that massive value you need in order to charge people enough money to be getting millions of dollars back in return. So this is kind of a tried and true principle of wealth and wealth building, is that value equals wealth. So what are you putting out as far as value into the marketplace? I have another video that's called How to Become Rich. You might want to check that one out, where I talk about more about how to increase the amount of value that you're putting out. But either way, as a millionaire, your eye is always going to be on value. How do you create more value for the world? How do you create more value for your customer base, for your fan base? That's what you got to work towards. That's what you got to think about when you're an entrepreneur. All right, so those are the fundamentals. These are the rock solid fundamentals to become a millionaire. You're not going to get there through some sort of lucrative investment, lucky investment, some secret stock tip, or winning some lottery. If you're very serious about becoming a millionaire, then you have to adopt all these ideas that I've told you. You have to go out and find even more, because I've just barely scratched the surface. But you have to take this, you have to embody it, you have to start to live it, you have to work on yourself, and then you have to transition yourself out of your job into a business, right? Some form of business. All right, this is Leo. This is How to Become a Millionaire. I'm going to be signing off. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. I'd love to hear your feedback. Also, go ahead and like and share this. Click the like button right now. And then, if you're really interested in personal growth, and you're really interested in actually accomplishing your dreams and having mindsets and strategies for how to accomplish your dreams, how to stay on track with that, then go and check out our newsletter at actualize.org, where I'm releasing new videos just like this, articles, videos, other goodies every single week, all of it for free, where you can stay on track, right? What we do is we teach you the mindsets that you need, how to master your own psychology so that you can create an extraordinary life, whatever that means, whether earning lots of money or having a great relationships or having awesome health or all of the above, right? For me, it's really all of the above. I want it all. So how do you actually do that? To do that, you have to start to master your mind, your psychology. We got into a little bit of it here, but there's a lot more. And what I found is really important is to baby step the process, right? You need to be constantly working on yourself, especially as a millionaire. You know, we talked a lot about personal growth. Well, you need to be constantly growing and pushing your boundaries so that you're growing as a person. You need to become a bigger and bigger and bigger person so you can take on more responsibility, create more value for the world. And then you're going to get that value paid back to you over and over and over again. It's amazing. So go ahead and sign up to our newsletter so that you can stay on track with that. I'm going to remind you to keep pushing yourself and pushing yourself and pushing yourself. That's the value that I can offer to you.